geeking out never looked so good. Two incredibly sexy men will rise for your auditory pleasure. Here's your hosts, Wancho and Vibe. Keeping up with the Geek Bros.
What's going on?
I don't get time for that.
Oh, you know what?
Did you do that on purpose?
I actually have time for that.
See, this,
you know why?
I knew it.
Because it's episode 27. Episode 27 is finally back on
air.
I
ain't nobody got time for that.
Vibe.
Yeah.
What's going on today, bro? How you doing?
I just turned on my mic. So most of what I said just now didn't come through.
Well, it's episode 27.
Because nobody got time for that. Thanks for tuning in to Keeping Up the Geek Bros podcast. Episode
27. The soundboard is back.
As you can see, so those of you who are watching us a couple of days later will see that he's got this ridiculously colorful flashing laptop on my editing slash recording slash whatever this is called anymore. So, it's a Vibe.
This is Juancho, and we have a special guest. Well, you know, guys,
not really special guest,
but it's Darth Flex, our homie here of the day.
Yes.
He's very special, and he's bringing us a special...
He's channeling his inner Uganda.
Yes, he's been possessed by...
fantastic. Before we get started, we would like to...
to call 911.
Jesus, it's only just begun. Before we get started, I want to remind you guys that you can listen to us first on LumiGeeksPC.com every... I don't even know anymore. Every what? Every Friday?
Every Friday.
Juancho is slipping, man. We record these things every Friday. He puts them up whenever he feels like it, but...
True story.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there was one that came up on the 22nd.
Uh-huh, randomly. Absolutely funny, exactly. So, what I can guarantee you guys is that for right now, every Friday, we are recording these podcasts. It's up to Juancho when he puts it up, but it's a few days later. WeBeGeeksPC.com, your first place to hear this podcast all the time, every time, because it's where you want to be. Furthermore, a couple of days later, if you want to see these smooth, buttery voices, you go to our www.viberevstudio.com, keyword Keeping Up the Geek Bros video recap, good stuff there. And you want to do our Instagram, our Facebook, and
you
our
can
new
find
web-
us on Instagram on GEEKBR0S. That's for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our email at yahoo.com.
So that's Instagram, Geek Bros with a zero. That's Twitter, at Geek Bros with a zero. That's Facebook fan page, facebook.com/Geek Bros with a zero. And now, Geek Bros with a zero at yahoo.com. Fan email, just audience email. Tell us what you want to talk about. Answer the questions that we ask here. We'd love to hear you guys' feedback. We'd love to read it on the air. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell Juancho you can't understand him. Stuff like that. Just let us know. So, you want to do your thing?
All right, so how was your weekend, bro?
The weekend. What did I do over the weekend?
We did something special this weekend.
What did we do over this weekend? Oh, we did guys' night.
Yes. You know what? I want to talk about that real quick.
What?
Sophisticated night ever.
How so?
Can I?
Yes, please. By all means. Darth Flex in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
I really enjoyed it, but it was probably the gayest thing I have done.
That is what I was going to say.
When I was in the kitchen, I looked over watching Starship Troopers vibing on the floor, just laying on his stomach. Just like,
it's
Adam,
true.
Yeah, and then Adam was crisscross applesauce on the
crisscross applesauce.
We were cooking.
Exactly. I thought the same thing. It was fun, but I said no. I mean, you saw what I wrote.
I was trying to save it, making it more manly.
It was
Darth Flex made pasta.
It was
homemade pasta with a homemade tomato sauce.
Yes. Yes.
Juancho made this Peruvian dish that Vibe said that it was like throw up, but it was the most delicious thing.
It was delicious, but it looked like egg throw up over potatoes, but it was delicious. I made stuffed shells with ricotta cheese and the seasoning.
The Parmesan pasta.
I made chicken Parmesan.
Oh my goodness,
strips.
The chicken was off the chain.
And I made shepherd's pie,
which was amazing.
So, but the other one was, so I'm cooking and I posted on Facebook. I said no guys' night is complete without a potluck. And I put that up there because it was funny. I was like, this is not what men you know, in America do. They, you know, it's wings and it's pizza. But we basically did a potluck, and the potluck idea was Darth Lex, the manliest man of this group, and we all ended up cooking a dish. All guys.
The only girls there were what? Ginger and Leia, the two dogs.
The two dogs, yes. The two dogs.
There was a female cat there.
There was a female cat there, too. But that was a lot of fun, though. I had a blast.
That food was amazing.
It was fun.
Oh, exactly.
Oh, yeah. That's
and let's talk about those Belgian beer that we had at the end.
I was so pissed
it ran out.
The end of the world. Fondemondo.
Fondemondo. So that's pretty much. I mean, anything else on your end? Because that was a highlight of my weekend.
No, that was basically the weekend. Exactly. That was all my weekend.
Yeah, it was a good time. We had a blast. We'd like to thank Darth Flex for inviting us over. Thank you. Shout outs to Nevi, you slanty eyed f. And I think that's about it.
Oh no, wait! Shout out to Stipe Miocic, the heavyweight champion of the world, who defended his title against who even cares? What, Francis Ngannou?
I don't know who those people are, but that's fantastic.
The white guy and the black guy, bro.
Fantastic. See, that's all you have to do is break it down for me. I mean, I watch UFC with my homies because it's the right thing to do, but not because I have any actual interest in it. Yeah. All right, cool. Well, on that note, final thoughts before we move on about your weekend?
No, that's it, bro.
Flex? Okay, that's what I'm talking about. You guys need to see what he's doing in the background. What was that?
I found D-Way.
You have? He's come in, and he's found D-Way. He wants to know if you know D-Way. So, on that note...
Talk to me. How was your weekend?
Mine?
I'm asking how his weekend was.
I started looking for a queen. Your with queen? My brother.
Did you
show you D-Way. Shining, shimmering Ebola.
Which is...
Tell me, brother, now when did you last know D-Way?
All right.
That's interesting.
I don't know why.
I have to ask a question before we move on. Did you spit on anyone? Did you spit on anyone over the weekend?
Alexa. Alexa did not know D-Way.
And on that note, Juancho, what brings us here today?
Well, we have a couple things going on today. We have Superman gets rid of his red underwear. Are you prepared for Doomsday? The Death Cure movie's out. We have video games out this week. We have review on Kirby Star Allies from Theo Star. Do you even teraflop? Loot boxes. Dragon Age. Dragon Ball Z, we have the end date of it. We have the live action Fullmetal Alchemist date. My Hero Academia season 3 will be aired. Now we have for open mic, we have Elon Musk's HomePod, John Cena in talks. Do you even smell what the stadium is cooking? I wonder what's that about. Captain Marvel, have you seen her? Legion season 2 officially set to premiere. So much Pokemon Go update. But I forgot to talk black last time, so we're going to talk black this time around.
I did talk black last time.
Krypton and memes. Why are you so serious?
Memes.
Or memes. Why are you so serious?
Memes.
Let's begin. And...
And it's not working, of course.
It is.
No dead air, Juancho. You know the rules.
It's going to happen. Just let it happen.
Mind you, he just told me this is a $1,300 machine that's better than my workstation. And he can't even play his...
That guy Mike is going to get that money somehow.
Fresh scent. No, you know what it is, though? You know what it is? I forgot that it abruptly ends like that. It's like somebody just hit... You know, like musical chairs? It's like musical chairs. Okay, do it again.
All right, here we go. One more time.
Ready.
And there's still a there.
Fresh scent.
There we go. Woo!
I'm back in it, you know?
So, guys, I don't know if you guys noticed, where has Superman underwear been lately? I know if you guys noticed in Superman versus Batman and...
You're talking about movies?
And comic books. Superman doesn't have his red underwear.
Well, they took that out because they couldn't figure... Zack Snyder could not figure out in his new interpretation why that even looked good.
But that also was removed from the comic books.
Well, because usually that's what they do, though, do they not? And end up adapting the comic book. Yeah, they always adapt. Iron Man was terrible. Exactly, yeah. they adapt it to the way the movies are.
Superman gets his red underwear back in Action Comic 1000, the one that's written by Bendis. So
I like Bendis. Shout out to Bendis. Send us free comics.
We're now finally going to get to see his red underwear back in.
He's just gonna put it back on, or he's just gonna be on and always gonna question where it went.
I don't know. We have to wait until Action Comic 1000 comes out.
Are you gonna buy it? Or you
just gonna... I am gonna buy it. Just like I bought the first edition of Superman, whatever.
Again, I still have yet to finish Darth Vader. So,
oh yeah, true. I have to pick up a physical copies, by the way. So it happens, bro. Life happens. Let me tell you that right now. So, Darth Flex, how do you feel about Superman getting his underwear back?
I don't think he cares.
Yeah, like, it's like, I don't know. It's like watching cat videos, bro. Like, if you have nothing to do, sure.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, that's it. Are you prepared for Doomsday? Well, here's the thing about Doomsday. You know Doomsday is from
The Watchmen. I love that movie. I don't know what anybody's talking about. That movie was amazing. Okay.
You know what was my favorite part? What? Dr. Manhattan, when he was giant in Vietnam and that huge...
And you saw his wang?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. Kid, that was
But let's talk about the Doomsday clock per se. This clock was made in 1942, if I'm correct.
I don't think you are.
To prevent the...
If Juancho is correct or not correct, please send us an email to correct them.
Yeah. In the 1940s, let's just say, covers all the years. There was a clock that was made to watch how the Earth was getting ready to be completely destroyed.
The clock is called the Doomsday Clock, yeah. And it's actually based upon a real thing where scientists, depending upon what was going on in the world, because it was a Cold War, how close we were, the closer the minute hand got to midnight, is the closer we were to nuclear annihilation.
It moved 3 seconds, so we're now, like, I guess, 2 minutes away from total annihilation.
Okay.
So, for fun and hint, DC Comics tweets out a picture of the Doomsday Clock with Superman as the one for the midnight showing close to it. DC got backlash from it.
Why?
Because they felt that it was insensitive.
Snowflakes.
Insensitive to what? They were using the Doomsday Clock all part of Watchmen all the time, so I don't understand.
It was to promote the Watchmen, Doomsday issue number 3. And let's see here. Here we have a Twitter from Ashley Lynch. This can be good. Social Justice Reaper. Well, it isn't like DC Comics is going to try and tie this into social media marketing or anything. Oh, wait. Shit.
Look at his name, though. Social Justice Reaper.
Kellyanne Bilglis Squigglis. Probably not the best time to tweet something like this at DC Comics. I don't really see what the problem is.
I don't see the problem. I mean, the Doomsday Clock has been part of a staple of Watchmen forever. I don't understand.
But why is it insensitive? Because they think we're actually going to die?
Okay. So, what are we trying to say that in real? Because I don't follow that particular science journal or whatever it's or a magazine. I know it appears somewhere, but they're saying that actually, right now, our real world Doomsday Clock is like that.
It's 2 minutes before midnight. Yes.
Oh, they think. Oh, really? Why? They think we're that close to nuclear annihilation? Why?
But why is that offensive? Like, look, bro. Okay, these are probably people that just stayed home their whole life. I have been shot at and like been really close to death. And right now, what do me and my friends do? We make fun of it. We make fun of what if they would have died and just make really crude jokes about it.
That's morbid.
Yeah, but I mean, that's how you... Well, first of all...
That's how you cope. It's a coping mechanism.
These people need to... I don't know. I mean,
I see that dead air?
Yeah.
I want you to know that whenever you hear dead air and it has to do with Darth Flex, he just stifles something very insensitive, very controversial, or a crap ton of cursing. So I want you guys to understand that he's doing this to you as a favor every time he stops.
I just know there's a specific hotline I wish they wouldn't call.
There you go. See? There you go. Yeah. No hotlines.
Well, I really don't see anything wrong with it. I'm sorry, guys. I just really don't.
I think for whatever reason, the market, and I'm being pretty honest with you, everybody's looking to complain about something. Because whenever you complain, it goes viral. All the time. So that's it. They're just sitting there, that might be offensive. Let me get offended now.
Well, guys,
everybody's so sensitive.
Pick up your Doomsday Clock issue number 3 in stores now, and you guys can have fun and read
that out. I'm going to tweet out a 2 minutes to Doomsday, and that'll be the Geek Bros logo.
That reminds me of that episode of Family Guy when Brian discovered Twitter. And then everybody, like, all the snowflakes and
switches. Right, exactly.
To beat him up.
Because he said, what did he say?
Yeah, it was, oh, he says, Ride Along 2, I'm going to watch it. I'm just kidding, no. I'm white and I went to college.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, never.
And then his family kicked him out and got blacklisted.
Yeah, and then he had to, like, live on his own. Was it several episodes where he couldn't live with them?
It was like three episodes.
Yeah, it was like a little arc.
It was like the season finale kind of thing.
Exactly. So.
All right. So, that's that for comic book news out, because I have to keep it very interesting, other than Marvel news, according to Vibe.
I'm just saying, okay.
Oh, I heard some clicking over in the back. Have you heard some clicking? You know where Knuckles went?
Bro,
you know what?
He's around. He's around. He's doing his thing.
All right.
He's looking for his cream last night.
Okay.
All right, so we got to keep an eye on him.
I just don't want him to spit on
me. I really don't want... He'll probably spit on you. A movie out this week, The Death Cure from Maze Runners. I don't have to watch any of the Maze Runners.
I have, and just like the way it was with the Harry Potters, I never liked the Harry Potters, but it's because I watched one, I kept on watching all of them. I'm going to watch this one. And... our special guest actually loves the books, the other one.
Oh.
Our special pre-taped guest or whatever.
All right, awesome.
He actually likes them, so yeah,
he's a big book reader.
Yes, he is. So I'm trying to get him into Ender's Game, believe it or not.
Ooh, wow. Yes.
Oh, yes, I bought him three of the first three. Yeah.
In the Marine Corps, that's part of the Commandant's reading list. So we want to go for a merchant promotion, we have to read Ender's Game.
Really?
You guys have to also read The Art of War?
The United States Marine Corps.
Do you guys have to read The Art of War?
I mean, I think it's on his reading list, but the biggest one he placed emphasis on, the Commandant, is Ender's Game.
Wow.
If you want to get promoted meritoriously.
Wow.
So, guys, that's Ender's Game. Shout out to it. All right. So, you going to watch it?
I am going to watch it.
Perfect. Let's talk about it on Friday.
Oh, sure. I'll let you guys know.
All right. Some video games out this week, guys. We have Chromagon for the Switch on the 22nd. It came out. Lost Fear came out on the 23rd for the Switch, PS4 and PC. The Impatient for PS4. Season Beatings for PC and Mac. Shoe for the 23rd for the Switch. Ink No Call Us for the PC, PS4, and PlayStation VR. OKKO, Let's Play Heroes on January 23rd for PS4, Xbox One, and PC. The Aquatic Adventures of the Last Human for PS4. My Time in Porsche on the PC. Stash RPG Grand Opening for the PC. Slangor's Legends Sacred Lands for PC. Dust of Hail, Heli Rescue 2 for the Switch. Celeste for the Switch and PS4.
What are you doing?
Aka Neo Geo World Heroes 2 Switch. Strikers 1945. 2 for Nintendo Switch, Zero Gunner 2, Arcade Archive Kid Nikki, Radical Ninja, Space Dave, Super One, More Jump, Fantasy Hero, Unseen Legacy, Tennis, Tashio Project for the Switch, Delete, 10 Second Runs Returns, and the big ones, we have Dragon Ball Z Fighter out today for the Nintendo, for the Xbox One, PS4, and PC. Pokemon Crystal Version for the 3DSE. Mm-hmm. Monster Hunter World, another big one, for PS4 and Xbox One. Good. Heard that was really excellent. Great reviews.
Adam said it was great.
Polygon got a 9 out of 10. Great game. Really, really good. Dragon Ball Z Fighter Ultimate Edition, if you guys are into that. Day 1 as well. Telsa vs. Lovecraft from PC and The Apartment for PC. Guys, so two major games out of there is Dragon Ball Z Fighter and... Monster World.
Who's actually buying that game before the next podcast? Dragon Ball Z, anybody?
I probably am.
Okay, if you do, because I'm not going to be able to make it in time. I know that for a fact. But I'd love if you do get it, I'd like to review it.
Okay,
you know?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Let's do this. So, last week a special game came out. I know Theo Star enjoys this game a lot. It's called Kirby Stars Allies. So I asked them to do a review for me. So let's listen in.
Thanks, Juancho. This is Vibe here, pre-recording with Theo Star, Kid TV star of...
Palm Video Game Awards, Childish Critics, and Pwn Losers.
Pwn Losers, absolutely, and Minecraft Adventures, and X, Y, and Z. Definitely check out their stuff. That's www.youtube.com/VibeRevKids, all the fun stuff. So, Juancho asked me to invite you onto the podcast for a pre-recording taping regarding... the latest video game that you got, Kirby. What was it?
It was Kirby Battle Royale. It was close to that.
Okay, Battle Royale for the 3DS. I was actually quite excited when Juancho listed it last week for release. Theo Star, who, you know, if you guys don't know yet, is my son, oldest son. He loves him some Kirby, so I was like, yes, I'm gonna get him that game. So Juancho was like, you know what, since you got him that game, because Juancho is a stalker on my Snapchat, and he said, you need to get a review from Theo Star. So Theo Star, thanks for coming on Keeping Up the Geek Bros.
No problem.
Okay, good. Good stuff. So, you got the game. How long have you had it so far?
But since Sunday, so about like 3 days.
3 days. Okay. Let's just break it down. Are you enjoying the game?
It's pretty good, yeah.
Okay. Compared to all the other Gear Kirby games, what's the difference between the two games? Between this game and all the other installments?
Well, as I said, it's like a battle royale, so it's not much of a clear story to it compared to the other Kirby games that I have. So far, it's like a mini game of the other Kirby's that is found in the games.
Is it like Super Smash Brothers or like Bomberman, or like what exactly is this game kind of like?
It's like a mixture of those two along with other games that I cannot recall from memory.
Okay, but are you battling each other? Is it like the Mario Party mini games? I'm trying to.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. Just add some battling to it, and you got your summary.
Okay, good. So overall, you enjoy the game.
Yeah, pretty good.
All right, pretty good. So let's talk gameplay. Let's talk about the fun factor of it all. The mini games, the battling, the skin. You know, the way the game plays. Do you enjoy it? Is it something you find yourself playing or wanting to play, or does it get old pretty quickly?
It can be tedious at times.
Okay.
But once you get over the tedious parts, it's pretty good.
Pretty good. Okay. What about the game mechanics? The controls. You're using the 3DS here. Now you're not playing a standard platform game like what Kirby's used to. You're doing different things. The buttons and the controls of the 3DS. Does it work? Are you feeling it? Is it because you find it kind of troublesome?
It's actually pretty responsive.
Okay. Give me an example of one of the levels you've played.
Well, there's one battle called, like, Wheeler sort of thing. I gotta look back at it. But during that, it's the traditional platform forming one. And the buttons, I press it, and it's pretty good. I jump when I need to. I attack when I need to. I run when I need to. It's pretty good.
Okay. What is the hardest level or mode that you've come up against right now?
Well,
or maybe not the hardest, but the most, you know, aggravating or challenging mode or level, because I don't even know what this game is about, so I'm trying to figure it out.
It is the Wheeler one, because
you said, say that again, the which one?
The Wheeler one.
Wheeler?
Yes.
Okay, describe that. What is that about?
Well, it's a game mod where you battle the characters for a while to take the gears, which are a collectible thing. The person with the higher gears wins. Now, as you battle, there is a special vehicle that pops up. Now, if you to get it, then you can, like, do a charge at the other enemies, collecting a huge amount of gears.
Fascinating.
If you're to be hit by one, then you lose a lot of gears. So, I've won a lot of them, but times where I've lost, it was very annoying, because it is really hard to earn gears back and constantly dodging the vehicles.
Wow. I don't understand anything you just said, but I enjoyed what you said. You had a lot of intensity. So, to wrap this up real quick, to the listeners out there, those who are still playing the, you know, Kirby games, the like Kirby games of all ages, do you recommend this game for the 3DS, and why?
I do recommend it because, since it's like the mini games in the other Kirby games, and you like those, because they've also had their own full releases, it's a brand new start to the games, like, brand new way to play it. Now, it may be a little bit different for those who enjoy the trademark platforming of Kirby games, but it's a pretty enjoyable game if you're used to it.
Well, perfect. All right. Well, you've heard it first here from Theo Starr of the Key TV shows, et cetera, and so forth. He recommends the game. Thank you so much, Theo Starr, for joining us on Keeping Up the Geek Bros. Final thoughts?
It's a great game, personally.
Fantastic. Back to you, Juancho.
Thank you, Theo Starr. I will be picking up a copy of Kirby Star Allies then, and hopefully I enjoy it.
You're not going to thank Past Vibe? I mean, Past Vibe was amazing.
Past Vibe was wonderful.
Okay, I'm just
he's
saying.
Probably you know, better, he's probably more enjoyable than what you are currently are
that's,
right now.
That's not a nice thing to say to me, okay? Because, no. You know, we did something really, really different here. That is the first time we did a pre-taped interview, and hopefully it went through seamlessly.
All right.
We'll see how it is when we render it.
So, we're on Nintendo News. Nintendo Switch has announced a 512 GB micro SD card has been revealed and it's perfect for the Nintendo Switch. This card, it's ScanDisk 400 GB card is now in second place. So I'm looking excited since we're not going to get a 64 GB cartridge yet until next year. This might be a substitute for that.
Wait, quick question. Yeah. You cannot use an external hard drive for the Switch?
No. It uses a little micro SD card.
No, I mean,
card.
I know it does, but, like, I thought it would have an option to put, like, a USB external hard drive in it.
No, it doesn't.
Wow.
No, but this the ScanDisk card, after all, is only $240. So can you imagine what a 512 GB micro SD card will cost? That's half of a terabyte.
It's ridiculous, because, like, I got 2 TB for the Xbox, and it was, like, $120.
Well, I think when you talk about more bigger hard drive, I guess they're less expensive compared to what a micro SD card will be.
So what you're saying is size matters?
It's all about the motion of the ocean.
Are these made in Asia?
Family podcast.
Family. Oh, well, we just had a family event. Because it's a family podcast.
Super family.
So,
shout out to Theo Star.
I guess the card has been revealed. I don't know if the card is out yet, but I still don't. I'm probably not going to buy one.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. Thanks for that, Juancho.
Now, loot boxes. You know, Vibe loves his loot boxes. He buys them all the time. Well, in the Dragon Ball Z Fighter game, they won't cost real money. So,
well, can you instead of just blowing your load right now, can we discuss it? And this is actually going to be loot boxes that don't impact the game, that won't upset you, but it's there.
Yeah, okay. I'm happy with that.
Wait, hold on. Why is this news? Dragon Ball Z's always had this. You can buy capsule core capsules with the points you get from fighting.
Really?
It's had it since, like,
yeah, but here's the thing.
You're right. You're absolutely right. That
but
is
you
true.
You can buy the capsule, but you know what you're getting, so they're not really like.
Right, and
the only reason why I want you to put this on the news is because loot boxes are right now a social pariah. So he saw it and was like, I'm going to throw this out there. But he found it as an article. I read the same article. And they're only bringing it up now because of what happened with EA and Battlefront. Yeah, so
Budokai Tenkaichi had a little like slot thing where you just kind of gamble.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
But you know what you're getting.
This one?
No, this one you don't because it's.
And the other one you didn't either. You just had
different
colored.
Different capsules, and it'll pop open.
Well, it's not going to cost you anything. Just a lot of points.
No, but it's cosmetic stuff. It's a lot of fun, and it doesn't impact the game as much or as what was going on with EA's and Battlefront stuff. So, that's a loot box that won't drive you crazy.
Now for
that's the right way to do loot box. EA.
EA.
It's in your wallet.
He's getting it. For the Dragon Ball, for the Dragon Age fans out there, the next Dragon Age game will be a live game.
What does that mean?
BioWare Casey Hudson has said that in development, Dragon Age will be a live experience.
What does that mean?
Meaning that the game will be constantly updating itself to meet the player's demand for quests and still stay within the storyline.
I don't understand.
Like Destiny?
Pretty much. Yes.
I've never played Destiny, so I don't understand what a live game is.
A live game. Like, a live.
You said it's terrible.
Same thing over and over and over again.
Oh.
Well, no. But let's talk. Let's compare a live game to maybe what it's closely related to an MMORPG, but not really.
Okay.
Because it's mostly like single. You know what I mean? No.
Nope.
I know what you mean.
A live game is constantly being updated. Constantly.
Okay. Okay.
That's what a live game is. So,
but what, the content, the story, the interactions? Like, I don't understand.
So, it's pretty much like ESL Online.
Okay.
Except you're probably not playing with people online unless they make it a multiplayer game.
Okay.
But then, like, if you notice, a lot of those games, just to create more content, the story continues, but it's pretty much. The story's great, but it's the same mission, same enemies over and over.
Okay.
It's just grinding.
It's repetitive. It is grinding. Tons of grinding.
That's what Destiny does. It's a great. It looks great. Like, the cinematics are great, man. But, like, you're pretty much. Here's your mission. Kill 1,000 guys, beat the boss.
Yeah, mission, pretty much.
Kill 1,000 guys, beat the boss. You can see a cool cutscene here and there, but kill 1,000 guys, beat the boss.
Okay. Awesome.
Yes.
I love it.
But I'm going to play it.
Yep.
I love Dragon Age, man.
Dragon Age is good. Inquisition was my favorite.
I never played single Dragon Age game.
Dragon Age Origins for the Xbox 360 was my favorite.
Do you like Mass Effect?
Yes, I do. I love Mass Effect.
Mass Effect's pretty much the same game.
Never played Mass Effect.
They even have crossovers. It's very weird. Like the ogres and you see the ogres.
You find me a game that's like Kingdom Hearts, and I'm all about it. No dead air, guys.
There's no
Final Fantasy.
It is closely related to Final Fantasy.
I mean, Kingdom Hearts is where it's at. So Dragon Age can suck my hearts.
Oh, it can suck your heart dry.
Actually, Dragon Age 2 is actually a lot like Kingdom Hearts.
Is it really?
It's actually like super a lot like Kingdom Hearts because the fighting mechanics are the same thing.
Oh, really?
So switch between characters and stuff.
Okay.
Actually, there you go. That's your game.
There we go. I will be playing Dragon Age 2 then next year, 2019.
It's gonna play you.
Stay tuned. It's gonna play me.
Exactly. Have you guys seen Knuckles yet? I'm scared.
Who?
Why did you let him loose?
No, man.
Knuckles
said he went. Uganda Knuckles went to go spit on someone.
I'm trying really hard to keep him inside, man.
That's what she said. Family podcast.
All right. So for Anime Invasion, we have Dragon Ball Z Super end date will be March 25th of 2018. There's still no rumors or confirmed if it will return, but that is it for Dragon Ball Z.
So will it link back to GT? God, I hope so. I liked GT.
I liked the first part of GT. No, sorry. Not the first part. Like, the end part, I just don't like that Kid Goku saga crap that was going on.
It was Kid Goku all for most of it, but I thought it was fun. I thought it was a return to form. Like, Dragon Ball was just a thing.
When Kid Buu?
Kid Buu.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Kid Buu.
Kid Buu wasn't... What are you talking about? Kid Buu wasn't in GT.
Yes, he was. Oob.
Oh, Oob. That's not Kid Buu. That's the reincarnation. Oob.
That was...
Okay.
What happened?
You have lost the way, my brother.
Oh, there he is. We found him. All right. There he is. Stay there, Knuckles. Behave.
What the hell did you say to me?
I told you already. Don't get me...
Yes!
I gotta spit it on.
That's it.
Damn it.
You liked it. Why are you rubbing it in?
I kind of did.
He's rubbing it in.
Tasty Ebola.
Okay, can you believe Tasty Ebola? wait till I tell you Nagano Knuckles what you said about his queen.
Mm-hmm. Live action Full Metal Alchemist.
His queen.
What?
Will be on Netflix on February 9th.
There'll be a what?
Live action Full Metal Alchemist will be on Netflix on February 9th.
Is this an American adaptation?
No. Guys, I would not... Yes. Subs? Yeah, Japanese.
Oh, man.
But here's the problem with this movie.
I thought they were going to...
It has a 20% already on Rotten Tomatoes.
Of course.
4.6 out of 10 already was given to the movie. Why? Because the fans are very outraged of how they perceive these characters, and they say that the costumes look like a cheap cosplay
Party
that
City?
You find at...
Party City?
Not Party City, at a convention.
Discount Amazon, at a convention. Listen, I built my Sora costume at a convention. It's amazing.
But it's like... But for like a movie, discount,
you expect more.
Yeah.
I'm saying because they know that there's an audience for it, so they're not gonna put their all in.
I'm gonna watch it. Definitely. It's on Netflix.
I was hoping they were gonna Death Note it and make it like an American adaptation.
America.
I still like Death Note on Netflix, no matter what anybody says.
I liked it too. I enjoyed it. My Hero Academia season 3 will be in April, so guys, stay tuned. I'm excited for that. It's my favorite. It's an anime where a kid or the city, everybody's a superhero. Everybody has that superhero gene.
Oh, I think
gene.
You told me about that. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So pretty much it's like Superhero High. That Disney movie from...
Similar like that, but the kid here doesn't have superheroes powers. He wasn't born without it. Quirk.
Just like Sky High.
He wasn't born with his quirk.
Exactly.
Quirk.
It's
Sky
High.
So the way that the he got his superpowers, his idol gave him a piece of hair, and he had to eat it.
Oh.
And that's how he got his super strength.
Mm.
So, yeah.
So, cannibalism.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Cool.
Pretty much.
Cool.
That will end us with Anime Invasion, leaving us to Open Mic Discussion.
Open Mic.
Open Mic.
Joseph Cooney.
Jesus. He will find that human.
Oh, my God.
He's child soldier.
So.
I can't.
Elon Musk, I have a question for you. Why does your company have to be so damn boring, bro?
Okay, you need to back this up because they're hip. They're SpaceX.
Yeah,
they're Tesla.
Can a boy just relax? Elon Musk's flamethrower is real and is going for $600. The Boring Company has finally released their $600 flamethrower. This was because after 500K hats. We will be start selling the Boring Company's flamethrower. So he made a bet. This is coming from Yahoo.com. saying, the Boring Company's first drummed up Musk in 2016 of December after a particularly soul-crushing bout in L.A. traffic, was funded to find a quick and cost-effective way to dig networks of tunnels for vehicles and high-speed trains. By February 2017, a giant hole meant to be a demonstration project appeared on the SpaceX campus in Hawthorne, California. The details of which were reported by Bloomberg. The tunnels could be used for vehicles or hyperloops. The theoretical and futuristic transit system that will shuttle people in packages at speed of more than 7 miles per hour.
700 miles per hour?
700 miles per hour. Sorry,
A month later,
Musk introduced a branded baseball hat because every business needs a little merch. Musk provided a periodic updates on hat sales via Twitter. The progress reports ramped up in recent months after Musk decided that cap sales at 550,000 caps at $20 a cap. Okay. Musk raised $1 million. The flamethrower, if the web page is not to be believed, will go for $600. Now, if you were to go to this website, you'll need a password to get into it.
Okay. How do you get the password?
By buying a cap.
The password is blocked. The website's blocked.
Wait, let's hack this, bro.
So the password was revealed, and they changed the password. So they were able to get a sneak peek of it. So there's the Boring Company $600 flamethrower.
Can you try Nikola Tesla for the password?
I wonder if that will work.
Try it right now. We're gonna try right now to see if we can hack into this thing. Or we're gonna type in.
All right, let's type something.
What was it? It's NIK. What was it? No.
Nikola?
Nikola. Nah, man, I need to get it from Google.
As Vibe goes Nikola Tesla.
Or what's the other guy that...
did I spell it right? Yeah. I did spell it right.
Yeah you did.
The other night. Dude that people picked over Tesla, what's his name?
Edison?
Yeah, that could be a password.
No. Where is it? Could you narrate what I'm doing?
So he's clicking on the password, and we're
No. Okay, try Trump 2020.
You have to delete the whole thing.
Hold on. I do. Okay. We're trying right now, and we're trying to. Is it
Trump 2020? Nope.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So we don't have access to it. So
we've been denied.
We have been denied. So that's pretty fun. Now, well, guys, $600. Flamethrower? What?
He's dating Johnny Depp's ex-girlfriend.
Who is?
Try her. Elon Musk.
Who's Johnny Depp's girlfriend?
Some crazy model. Try her name.
He just exited out.
Oh, okay. We actually can. We can still do it. All right.
What's her name?
Let me see.
Okay.
Let's talk a little bit about the flamethrower, how it looks like. Let's go back to the picture.
Sure, it looks like a flamethrower, doesn't it? Or it looks like a really nice, a really nice paintball gun.
It actually, doesn't it?
It screams paintball gun. Where
did the Boring Company come from? I thought this was a prototype picture, but final product frame will be better. Tax and chip not included will be added at checkout. So you can actually buy a flamethrower.
I still don't get it. Why is it locked out though?
Maybe because there's secrets. It's Elon Musk. He's a Tony Stark.
I still don't understand it. Why is it locked? Is it going to go live soon? Or
I don't know. Doesn't say. There's not much news about it.
Amber Heard.
Okay, so moving on.
Okay.
We successfully did not crack into the flamethrower site for the Boring Company. So
we have been rejected.
On that note, the Boring Company, send us free stuff.
Send us a free flamethrower, just because.
If any of you listeners crack the Boring Company's code to get the thing, by all means, send us a screenshot.
Can you try?
Geek Bros. That's GEEKBR0S at yahoo.com.
All right.
We're trying our best to get you guys to interact with us.
Darkflex has Alexa in his house, his apartment. Mm-hmm. You like it, right?
We did have a little joking fun with it.
It's funny if you're
drunk. So, Apple has aired their HomePod to compete against Alexa and the other one.
The Echo. I have the Echo. Yeah.
So, this one is a breakthrough speaker all around. Apple designed 8 chip, high incursion woofer, a 6 microphone array, 7 tweeter array, and a seamless mesh fabric. I don't know what any of that means, but it's supposed to be really, really well. Go ahead, Starflix, tell me.
I don't care, but look. You know what I saw that's really, really impressive?
What?
You know how Windows Phones has Cortana?
Yes.
I saw this one, like, holographic pyramid, and, like, it's like this. It's like one of these home docks.
Yeah.
But it's Cortana. Like, it's a hologram.
That would
Cortana.
Be awesome.
And you call her, she pops up, and, like, just like in the video game, she's there, the hologram. Talking.
Okay, to but I won't, no, but you didn't discuss it. What is the price tag for this thing? When I heard the price tag, I literally rolled my eyes.
Is it $299?
Yeah.
Yeah,
the thing is $300.
$350
for this nonsense. Isn't it like three times the cost of these normals? The big one, the big Echo Dot, is $80.
Yeah. No, the big one is about $290.
No, it's not.
The big one, yes.
Okay. No,
the big one is a big one, yeah.
No, the one that looks like this. This size, it's not. It is $80.
But the tower one is 100, I think it's 100.
Maybe 100, no, yeah. 129. It's 30, 80. The fact of the matter is, that's too much. That is too much money.
Siri, how much is the Echo? No.
Are you trying to...
Siri, should I buy the HomePod?
Let's see what's
HomePod it. HomePod is a breakthrough wireless speaker from Apple that delivers amazing audio quality.
Of course. Of course. Of course it is.
Siri is going to back it up because she needs a job.
Siri is an Apple shill.
So, I've heard rumors that John Cena's in talks with play Duke Nukem in a new movie. How do you guys feel about that? John Cena as Duke Nukem.
I mean, perfect.
He's an American. Like, if you picture Duke Nukem, he's an American hero.
I really wanted to be NR17.
Listen, you guys saw Doom. Anybody saw Doom?
Yeah.
Doom was terrible.
It was awesome.
Doom?
When I was a kid?
Doom?
When The Rock was a crappy actor. That was
awesome. Yes, he was in the movie.
Back when he pretty much played every same character, right? Like,
yeah, you know what? Could you believe that The Rock was bad back in the day?
Only like Samuel L. Jackson.
But I think John Cena will be great for this character. He has the look. He has the persona of that character. I think he'll be great in it.
Well, look, here's the thing, though. We all know Duke Nukem is a terrible game. So what do you expect from a terrible game? I mean, like, the game itself is meant to be a joke, right?
But they're going
to
try and make this thing more... Unless they're going to Deadpool the heck out of it. That'd be lovely. They did that.
They probably are, because Duke Nukem is similar to that raunchy kind of comedy.
I see, like, breasts and stuff everywhere.
Family podcast.
And butts and the Olsen twins.
Huh?
Yeah, have you not played the latest game? He cracks on, like, Halo. Mm-hmm. He cracks on, like, a bunch of other games. And then two of his, like... Because he's the president, so he's got, like, two Monica Lewinsky, which are the Olsen twins. Like, very well endowed.
Oh, Olsen twins. Very interesting. Very interesting.
Well, that's it for that rumor right there. Now, talking about wrestlers, John McMahon... Is it John McMahon? Or is it...
Vince McMahon?
Vince McMahon.
Where do you get John McMahon
made an announcement. Announcement. Do you smell what the stadium is cooking?
Apple pie.
Let's reload.
What do you?
This is the future. This is not the past. This is the future. And the future moves fast. This is quicker, simpler.
It sounds like it, but it's, I don't think so.
This is your game. Safer. This is football. Reborn. This is gaming.
Oh
and fantasy.
This is
basketball. Roulette. Make a trade. Make a team. Make a move. Make a bet. This is fantasy.
What am I watching, Juancho?
This is maximum action. Let's store more ball. Infractions, this begins in 2020. The future is near. More access, more everyone, more everything here. This is our moment, our story to tell. This is history begun. This is the XFL.
The XFL is back, ladies and gentlemen.
I think I've gone flaccid.
The Extreme Football League is back.
It's back. When did it leave? What is this?
It's like it's extreme football.
And when did it used to be around?
It only lasted one season and died because it was so bad.
What's extreme football?
It's like crazy. It's like more intense. Like it's less rule kind of football.
So Blood Bowl, like
similar, yeah.
Warhammer.
Yeah. You know the sky cams that they use at the football games? Those cameras that you see in the stadiums are on.
Sure.
Have you seen them?
Like sports, yeah.
This, they got it from them. They were the original people who actually got these the sky cams to actually load. So, like, you know, it changed a little bit of the football NFL games. But XFL is back. Vince McMahon sold 100... I think it's 100 million shares of the WWE to sponsor this. To get this off the ground.
Oh, okay.
So,
congratulations, Vince McMahon. I mean, I don't know. I have nothing. This is probably one of the few, no, one of the many, actually, things you put on this podcast that means absolutely nothing to me.
Yeah, like, the intro, the music was terrible. It sounded like some guy was...
Yeah.
He had, like...
I wasn't feeling it. Yeah, I wasn't feeling it.
He was like that...
But you see what this is? He probably, whoever left over after he funded this, he probably gave this random rapper to rap for him, so... That's what it was. Discount Kanye West.
Well, I'm excited because I actually enjoyed the first XFL.
I've never heard of it. So,
is Ohio State on it?
No, definitely not.
Is Ohio State up, they're, on
they're,
it?
They're made up names like on the back. Don't be hating on Ohio State.
Yeah, like Ohio State.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
That's a deep cut.
Let's talk about. Have you seen Captain Marvel?
Wait a minute.
So there was photos leaked of Captain Marvel.
I'm not gonna watch it. But now I love.
Relarson.
A lot of people were giving her issues because the picture that was shown had her in a black with green in it. But people didn't know that the actual green is supposed to be CGI'd to her actual red and blue costume.
Why don't they just make it red and
blue? That's what I was gonna say though. Why not just make it red and blue?
Because her costume is supposed to glow a little bit. It's like a little bit different.
So you can still have her costume red and blue.
I guess they wanted to do stuff to
fix it in post.
Also, is she like the first like movie screen modern superhero?
Stop CGIing everything.
She looks like a random soccer mom.
Yeah, she does. She doesn't.
Comic-Con,
yeah, because
like, her kids.
I never thought that Brie Larson was her name. Brie Larson.
Yeah, Brie Larson.
I never really thought Brie Larson. I wasn't really excited when she was Captain Marvel. I don't know much about Captain Marvel to begin with, but I'm like, when I look at her, I'm just like, she should be in Bad Moms 3.
Not even the creators know who she is, bro. And I mean, I'll tell you what, though, it's better than Ronda Rousey.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh, God.
Was she up for that?
She was supposed to be up for it. After she got beat,
she ruined the Expendables for me. I know the Expendables.
She's in the Expendables.
Oh my God.
I didn't like her in Fast and the Furious.
Neither did I.
Expendables are not great movies, but they're all my superheroes. The ones I grew up with.
Well, yes, it's,
and seeing her in it, like, it just.
She was part of the. She was a good guy.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Why?
Back and they want to kill her. Like,
but I thought Expendables was about all the old time action stars coming.
Exactly.
Back. She's not an action.
Every
old-time
time I watch it, and I see Arnold. I get this like moto boner, and now I see her. It's like
family podcast. So yeah, well, I guess you guys don't like the idea. I actually do. I mean,
your article sucked. This episode. I want you to know that.
Like men,
I hate you.
This is what you get for not putting my Flat Earth article in there.
Next up, Legion Season 2 officially set to premiere in April, Vibe. There you go.
What?
Legion Season 2.
It's about time. Legions was a sleeper hit, and I cannot praise this. I've said this many times throughout.
Hey, who got you in it?
Juancho got me in it. Did you ever watch it?
No.
that's the funny thing about it, though. Here's the thing, and those of you who have listened, you've heard this story before. Juancho swore by this show, and he bugged me to watch it, and I watched it. I told him this is amazing, and then I found out he never saw a single episode. And to this day, I swear by the show that he put me onto that he's never watched.
I enjoy that he's watching it.
The show's amazing. It's a sleeper hit. So. Watch the show. It is a mind F, and I'm telling you right now, if they took out the X-Men stuff out of it, it would still be worth it.
No, I'm glad that you enjoyed. Remember last week we had a shoe thing with Dragon Ball Z?
No.
Adidas, Dragon Ball Z.
It's so forgettable, I don't remember.
And you hate him so much?
So forgettable, I don't remember.
With Frieza and...
Juancho, stop. You're going to be PTSD. Come on.
It's terrible.
It's yeah. Did you see them?
They're ugly.
Hold that thought. Darth Flex, please. Because he likes them. He fanboys over everything. These shoes are uninspired, and they're just terrible designs.
Do you know what it looks like? They look like nurse shoes, but they gave them to the children so they can cut like the terminally ill children.
Yeah! Oh my God, it's a terminally ill!
Because they got nothing else to live for. They cut these ugly ass shoes and try to sell them.
Like, I looked at these designs, I'm like, nobody's gonna buy this! Nobody! They look awful! Yeah, sorry.
Alright.
What?
You know who's gonna buy them?
Who's gonna buy them?
No, what?
Black dudes?
No, they're not! They're not.
I think like those skateboarder coffee shop.
I don't think so. I think Juancho will buy it because he'll wear dark colors and red sneakers at the bottom. But he'll wear these.
Real life crisis, bro.
It is.
Just like these shoes that PlayStation and Nike have announced.
Actually, you know what? These are
okay. What?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. hostess and likes it about you. You know I'm all about that stuff. Patent leather, classic places in color. Okay, Nike. Oh snap! Now this is how you market a gimmick.
Zoom airbag. Wow. Get your feeding airbags.
Oh, I'm getting one of these. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah,
I like this. This is
hot. Like high top
shoes. Wow. See, and no discount wrapper. So
he has a PlayStation voucher.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all. What's the?
Wait, so are these marketed to 2K?
Yeah.
Players.
Okay, now that's what I'm talking about. All right, we just saw the announcement for the PlayStation sneaker, the high top, and that's what I'm talking about. Whatever Adidas did, they should look at that and be like, "Darn, man, they kind of just stole our thunder." That's awesome. I'm gonna buy those. I'll get them.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I'll definitely get those.
Get them, and I'm gonna step on your Adidas shoes.
Pretty much, yeah. We're stepping them hard.
We're gonna scuff them up.
Scuff them up.
So savage. Vibe. Just like the shoes, I'm going to step on your Pokemon, Despacito. We're going to be playing a song while we're talking about Pokemon.
So, the reason why we have this is because, what you guys may or may not know is that I've been obsessed for a while with Despacito, the Justin Bieber remix. And whenever I would play it, I'd play it over and over, and I want to hear it on repeat. So, Juancho decided to tag me in Despacito Pokemon parody, and I love it. Hit it, Juancho. Yes!
So, while that's playing the background, let's take a second, two minutes to listen to it a little bit.
Yeah. Dr. Doc. Darth Flex. And some guy Guan. And they're actually naming Pokemon. See Lugia? Yeah. Yes. I don't know half of these Pokemon. Yes, Gloom. See, look at the guy. Oh, yeah. Oh, come on. Alright, so now we turn it down. So what do you want to say?
Pokemon channel has been launched on Amazon for those Prime users, so now there's going to be Pokemon every time, everywhere, on Amazon Prime.
Wait, hold on, so as I remember, I can watch the Pokemon movies?
This article is coming from IGN. Amazon has launched a dedicated Pokemon channel for Prime members.
But why?
Featuring a collection of TV shows and movies.
But why?
For $3 per month. A 7-day free trial is currently available.
But why?
But the Prime users get it for free, though.
No, they don't.
Hold on. The Pokemon channel currently includes 2 to 5 seasons and 10 to 16 of the Pokemon series, Pokemon Origins, the 4 movie Pokemon, the movie 2000, Pokemon 3, the movie, Pokemon Lucario, and the Mystery of Mew, and Pokemon Ranger in the Temple of the Sea. As noted, the Pokemon website, the movie selection will be rotated regularly. The franchise's most recent movie, Pokemon I Choose You, was released on November. It's a remix of Ash's first moment, only they aren't quite as emotional powerful as they crammed it into a 90-minute movie. So, guys, check that out.
I'm so surprised that they don't have Mewtwo Strikes Back.
So, Prime members get this for free.
No, the 7-day trial is available for Prime.
I'm telling you. Juancho's a liar.
I've been home yesterday.
So, we just got a comment. As I'm here from not the user you're looking for commented, does he know the way? So, hey Knuckles, we got a shout out from one of your fans. That he asks, does you know the way?
My brother, Rene, I will show you the way to our queen.
Alright.
So, our queen.
He's still looking for his queen, guys. So, have you guys seen his queen?
Alright, turn this off.
Alright, no, we're gonna keep on. We're not finished yet. So, remix. Pokemon Go just got 23 new Pokemon monsters. I'm about to like name them. So,
please don't.
Polygon.com has an article.
The only source for Geek Bros news.
Well, so, there are 23 new Pokemon available in Pokemon Go as of today. Niantic announced in an image accompanying release several of the Hoenn region monsters now obtainable in the game. So, The games, the Pokemon are Wishmore, Ludren, Explode, Aaron, Larion, Aggron, Numel, Kimprupt, Tarpinch, Vibra, Flygon, Cagnia, Cacturne, Lunatune, Solrock, Nosepass, Torkoal, Baltoy, Claydol, Lilip, Cradle, Anorth, and Armando.
Why do you do this to yourself, Juancho?
Why do you vibrate sometimes? Man? Like, I hate Pokemon
names.
I
let him read. I love this.
I feel like the fans deserve to actually know what the word
But you know what? The fans do also need to hear the progress as Juancho.
That is true. Because
he does need to practice. And
I hate you guys so much. So, wait, what's going on here?
I don't know. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
We're not talking about the...
Maybe K-pop?
No.
Maybe.
Vibe.
Yes, Juancho.
Do you still play Pokemon Go? You don't even play Pokemon Go.
I never play Pokemon Go.
Do you still play
Go.
Pokemon Go?
Like, when I have literally nothing to do, I'll sit in, like, the study hall and not study and just turn it on.
You guys should be ashamed of yourself, because I want to remind you, at your engagement weekend... All you fools stood in line playing Pokemon Go. I still have the video of me scrolling past every single body just on their phones playing Pokemon Go.
There were some like really grown people in that party that
yes.
I stuck on. I'm like, wow.
I'm just like, I never got involved in Pokemon Go. I never got into it.
Well, Vibe, just like you didn't get in Pokemon Go. You forgot to talk black last night.
I did not forget to talk black. I did talk black. I don't know what we talked about.
Black Lightning.
What did we talk about last night?
We were supposed to talk about Black Lightning.
We were supposed to talk about Black Lightning. CW's newest, I don't know if it's an Arrowverse show per se. I mean, it was part of the thing, but it's the new superhero show, Black Lightning. And I was really impressed. It draws a lot of parallels to Luke Cage. And if anybody listened to our old podcast, I despised Luke Cage. I despised... The heavy-handed Black Lives Matter nonsense. It was too much. Even as a black man, I felt very uncomfortable with how much they focus on the urban and all this other stuff. And don't get me wrong, that is part of Luke Cage, but you didn't have to. You lean too heavy into it.
They're force-feeding you.
Exactly. You really need to lead so heavy into
it. You would hate Bright with Will Smith then.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even watch that. I haven't watched Bright. But with Black Lightning has the same tone, but it leans more towards a father. And I relate more to it because it's a father who left being a superhero for his family, even though he lost his marriage over it. And it's actually the treatment of a black man in being himself and the black man and the neighborhood and the urban neighborhood that brought him back to being a superhero. It wasn't the undertone. They used that as the catalyst to bring him back. And I thought I really, really enjoyed that. The show is a lot of fun. I thought it was going to be lame as heck. The graphics are pretty decent for a CW show like they are. But the lightning effects are, you know, pretty decent. They remind me, they just look like blue streaks from The Flash. But the story is compelling. I really did enjoy the story. Did you watch it, Juancho?
No.
Darkflex?
Now I do.
But did you see it?
I saw the trailer for it.
Right, the trailer doesn't give it justice. The trailer makes it seem really, really lame. I mean, Black Lightning is back. They say that Black Lightning is back because he is retired. But he's being brought back in. The corruption, the urban neighborhood is falling into chaos because, you know, Black Lightning's not there, and the cops seem to not have any control, or they're afraid, or there's some kind of corruption there. But the fact is, it's such a compelling story, and the fact that all this man wanted to do was give up his, you know, being a hero to save his family. He pretty much did save his family from breaking apart, that is, and he lost his wife, and they're slowly but surely trying to get back into the groove, and you could tell there's still chemistry there. And then he's dragged right back into the game. My only problem with it, though, is Buddy has like his own version of Alfred, and it kind of drives me nuts. Believe it or not, he's got a white guy who's a tailor, and the tailor is like his Alfred. The tailor is the one who makes his costumes. And when I said, no, you're not doing this.
Because
Iron Man, apparently what I understand is Iron Man, before Jarvis was an AI, Jarvis was a butler. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So when Iron Man came out, they said they didn't want to do it. They made Jarvis an AI. I respected that. And this one, no, he is a full-on Batman butler. And that's what it is. He's a white guy. He calls him Sir. And he has like a little underground, underneath his tailor shop, is where is his like little cave where he has
the white
stuff.
Man is serving the black guy.
That was the only part of it. Exactly. But it screamed more of like a reverse Batman kind of thing. But that aside, even though I giggled at that, it's still a solid show. Episode 1's great. I'm not going to do any spoilers right now. I'm gonna probably going to do a more breakdown next one. But I recommend it. I recommend it. It's different. It's in the vein of Luke Cage. It's in the vein of Arrow a little bit. But it is different. And yes, it is more urban. Significantly more urban. But it works. My only issue is they had to use the the black on black thing, the Black Lives Matter, the racism.
That's getting old, right?
It is getting old. And what I wanted to discuss, and we will probably next time. I'm trying to get a special guest for that episode. But is why is it that a black superhero just can't be a black superhero? Why is it that when a black superhero comes out, it has to be bogged down by he's black, he's put down, or his world is put down, and because there's racism or not racism, or there's a little bit of prejudice, or there's, why can't a black superhero just be a black superhero?
It's a selling card to the community now.
That's my point. It's to bring in the urban market. But does it have to be that way? I'm concerned that Black Panther is going to have another one of those undertones, and I'm really hoping it's not. I hope it's not one of those infighting, urban infighting nonsense. And Wakanda is a Negro country, so we have to. No, I hope it's not none of that. Please, I'm begging you guys. Because
I know for Black Panther, they did the research for you and they actually did the research.
Right. They know the way. But the point is though, But I'm just saying that I'm noticing a trend that they have to put some kind of social justice undertone on the black superheroes, and I don't think it's necessary anymore. It gets old. Hopefully, what we saw in episode 1 was just enough. It was just they using that as a catalyst. It'll be sprinkled in. Luke Cage, it was so heavy, and it made me hate the series.
You made him angry.
Okay, Flex, did you see Luke Cage on Netflix?
I did, and I actually, so just like Brighton, like I enjoyed it for everything else around it, but that whole, like, what's going on now, kind of. And right. I think they're just trying to, tend to the community, because, like, thank God Star Wars hasn't done that, but the fans are starting to do that. Like, say, oh, female hero this. I'm like, bro, why can't I just be a hero?
Right, exactly.
I like Luke Cage only because I would love to be a super strong dude.
Right.
In, like, the Bronx or something, picking up chicks and busting people up and robbing stuff.
So that's why I envy you, Flex, because you're able to focus on the good parts of something and not let it ruin your experience, while me, if it's too much in my face, it corrupts my experience. Because you cannot say that. It wasn't a little bit. It was a lot of it.
No, yeah.
And it was so much so.
I even said it. And we were like, why is this? Why? Why is all this necessary?
That's what I'm saying. It's just too much. You know, I'm a black man. We black men. Why are you doing it to each other? Like, I mean, maybe, I don't know. I mean, I'm a black man. And I was uncomfortable. I didn't like it. It was too much. He's in quotations. Oh, you Mexicans. So, I'm just saying. But no, Black Lightning, I recommend it. Watch it, support it, because I want the show to go far. There's such high potential for it.
You know what has a lot of high potential and a lot of hype? Krypton, to air on March 21st, 2018.
If you guys watch Black Lightning, please send us an email. Tell us what you think about it. Did you feel the social justice thing was a little too much? Was it just the right enough? And let me know how it compares to Luke Cage. I think it's better than Luke Cage, just one episode alone. So if you thought I'm wrong or you want to start a dialogue, that's geekbros, GEEKBR0S@yahoo.com. We will do anything to have you guys talk to us.
All right.
Sorry, carry on.
Just like Krypton, to air on March 21st, 2018, Vibe. I'm hearing great things about it on Sci-Fi, about Krypton.
Oh, yeah, me too.
The prequel series, yeah, I'm all about that. Like, no hands down, I'm going to watch it, because, believe it or not, Sci-Fi is a great source for new shows.
Have you guys watched the show Happy?
Yeah.
You watch it?
I haven't seen it yet.
We saw the first episode. Remember what? Oh, it's such a great show.
Okay, so why are we not reviewing this? Let's review it. We will review Happy for you guys next week.
It's a really, really great show.
If you guys watched Happy, please email us. I'm sorry. We need feedback. Geekbros@yahoo.com.
This is pretty smart, the whole, like, prequel things. I mean, especially with the Lord of the Rings prequels coming out.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Wait, they already did that. The Hobbit is a prequel.
No, bro, it's a series. It's a series on Amazon. It's
but a prequel. A prequel to the Hobbit?
The Hobbit is not a prequel. The Silmarillion is the prequel. Before the Silmarillion, bro, it's probably maybe like about 100,000 years prequels worth of before the Hobbit.
Are they going to do the war with Sauron that we saw in the flashbacks?
That's going to be the Battle of Dol Guldur. Oh, no, Dol Guldur. They do the Silmarillion, that's in the Silmarillion. The Silmarillion is five short stories.
Okay.
So if they do the Silmarillion, they're going to cover the fall of Numenor, the fall of Beleriand, how Gondolin fell.
Gondolin.
The Last Alliance of Men.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Fought Sauron, and then Elendil died. And then,
right. Il-Sildor. Il-Sildor! Cast it into the fire.
Yeah, did you know that at the time after Isildur died and lost the ring, I think it was like 100,000 years, no, like 10,000 or 20,000 years passed before the ring was found by Gollum.
Wow, nobody advanced the technology all that time.
They don't have to because they left the land. Because okay, if you go into it, everything is provided by the gods. The gods give them what they need.
Can I ask you a question? You can answer this question to me. Why? Why did the gods send Gandalf back?
So, they're the Maiar. That's what Gandalf is. It's kind of a race. It's like, they're like demigods, if you will.
Right.
And there's an order of wizards. There's two blue, one brown, one gray, one white. After the white was down, Gandalf replaced Saruman as...
Well, Saruman, was, he was still white. He was just not
but
being...
Saruman
being...
died.
Huh? Saruman died. When he said, "And I come back to you now... at the turn of the tide," Saruman was still a white wizard. He wasn't dead yet.
No, but he's not only a white wizard. He's not a part of the White Council.
Oh,
He was under the dark... Actually, Saruman's plan was to overthrow the Dark Lord Saruman and take his power, but he actually fell under the corruption of Sauron. Which means lizard.
Huh. Yeah. So then why... Where were the other wizards during Lord of the Rings? Where are all of them?
In the movies, you won't see after you read the book. There's Tom Bombadil, which I think he's one of the Blue Wizards. So there's two Blue Wizards. They're like out of it. There's Radagast the Brown, who's just like a hippie. He's way out. I'm not sure if he's after.
He was in the Hobbit movies.
Yeah, he was out in the forest, right?
Right.
The mushrooms and the.
I think some of them might be in the Undying Lands of Valinor and Aman.
Okay. And then lastly, why didn't Gandalf use his magic enough? Because Gandalf was a troublemaker. I have to be honest with you. He was a troublemaker. He starts the quest for the Hobbit and causes all that nonsense there, which I still don't understand why he inspired the dwarves to get back their mountain. I don't understand what the point of that was. But
To help the people. Like, why do people do Doctors Without Borders?
But why not? But why then? Why at that moment? Why, after all the dwarves were scattered and whatever, did he... say, now's the time for you to come take back your mount from the dragon. Why now?
It's a good story and it would make money.
Exactly.
No, but I'm not, because that's how the world unfolded. I mean, after the defeat of Sauron, they were trying to restore what Middle-earth used to be. Because Middle-earth is just a small part of the world, which is Arda.
Right.
They're just trying to restore things. And Gandalf was given a ring of power, actually, from one of the high elves. I forget his name. Sirin or something. And
really?
That ring... That's one of the three rings that was given to the elves. He gave it to Gandalf, and it helped him kind of do good things and be righteous and help others.
But if he was already a wizard, why didn't he need a ring?
Because the wizards didn't get rings, though. The wizards were not...
But they had powers, though, no?
So Sauron cannot enslave the wizards because the wizards are the same beings as Sauron is.
Okay.
They're all Maiar. It's just that Sauron was corrupted along with Morgoth, which was Sauron's teacher. He was the first Dark Lord.
Right.
Sauron is the second Dark Lord.
Okay.
So there's certain powers that were not able to fall into the corruption of Sauron. Like the elves
Okay. All right. So then why is it that Gandalf was so hesitant to get the one ring if he couldn't be corrupted? He says through him it would wield a power too great and too evil.
The rings of power, he cannot be corrupted. That's not a ring of power. That's the ring to rule them
that's
all.
Okay.
And in the darkness.
Okay.
Bind them.
Sorry, we went on a tangent here because...
I like how we went from Krypton to Lord of the Rings.
Because, Sauron is the ring. His soul, his part of him is inside the ring. That's why it's gonna...
So it would inhabit him and... Okay, yeah. Alright.
The ring has a mind of its own.
Krypton is gonna be amazing, ladies and gentlemen. It's a prequel series to Superman. Sorry with the Lord of the Rings tangent. You better write that down
Vibe and Darth Flags.
Yeah, we went off on a serious Lord of the Rings tangent.
No.
I only did because I just rewatched the last three movies again recently on a really lazy Saturday when I should have been editing. And I was just like, you know, there was a couple of questions I had to ask, and one of them was that why the heck did Gandalf not use magic more than that? Why is he swinging a sword around? Why isn't he blasting fools with lightning, or at least the blinding them with the light?
Did you play the game? Is that what you think that?
What?
Like the one for PS2?
No, I didn't play any games.
I actually enjoyed that.
Yeah, like his magic isn't really like it is in the game.
Oh, this morning? Okay, I didn't know, because I'm just saying.
The probably most powerful thing you might have seen him do is when he lights the light on the Nazgul, he runs through the Pelennor Fields.
Well, no, he does a shield. Yeah. Against the Diablo-looking thing. The fire
that's
demon.
That's not a shield, that's the light of Anor. It's just another light. The Force of the Evil, most of them are, like, not allergic, but they're very sensitive to light.
Oh, it looked like a shield to me. Look, like a bubble shield. He did this, and then he broke through the shield. Okay, and then, you shall not pass!
Sorry. Right. You know why shouldn't not pass?
What?
Memes. Why are you so serious? He's now, in a serious...
That was a good segue.
In a serious note, I have no problem with memes. I enjoy these memes. But lately, there's been a lot of people complaining about the memes. For example, our friend here, Knuckles. Do you show him the way?
You Gundam Knuckles, there is some minor controversy regarding your meme. How do you feel about that?
It is the way, my brother.
It is the way. The funniest thing about it, though, is that didn't I tell you guys in a old people look at this meme?
Yeah.
And they all said, I don't see anything offensive about it. They're actually just... And it proves my point that the older generation aren't as sensitive as this new generation, as we are right now.
No.
Of course not, my brother.
Of course not.
No.
We spit on the millennials.
We
spit on the snowflake.
Any last word before we sacrifice your soul to the devil?
do the way anymore.
Well, I see no problem. A lot of people are making up a lot of, like, this is very racial. I mean, we make fun of different our different cultures throughout the
throughout harmless. Time. It's all harmless, yeah. Though.
Eddie Griffin and Chris Rock are talking about white people. The F, man.
There's nothing wrong with
since the white people control the world, it's okay to hate on them. It's the funniest. It's such a weird hypocrisy that every other culture is, you know, shouldn't be ridiculed, but white people. Ridicule the heck out of
them. I make fun of you all the time, Vibe. And you make fun of... Darkflake destroys me all the time.
I love Richard.
That is true. Oh, yes.
Look, here's one thing I've always lived by. And this is obviously relative, but when it comes to jokes, if you don't think racism is funny, you're probably a racist.
Huh.
Yeah, think about it, man.
Now that is an interesting concept.
If you have to think everything as a negativity and as an aggression towards you, you probably only have racist thoughts in your heart and mind. If you can't take a joke as a joke and you think racism, like if I were to tell a black joke right now, I mean, you're my friend.
Yeah.
You know, I've never like wore a white hood or nothing.
Right.
Right.
Allegedly.
Actually, I haven't. But it was a joke. See, and then my friends were like, they laughed.
Yeah.
If you know it's a joke, but you don't find it funny being it's a joke, you're probably being racist. All you have in your heart is racist thoughts, or you just want to play the victim. I mean,
and you want the attention because as of right now, social justice and everything like that. Like, did you guys see the article it was a catalog for a child, and it said coolest monkey in the jungle. And
South African stores got destroyed.
I looked.
H&M.
Yeah, right. H&M stores got destroyed.
But I mean, I looked at it and I was just like, I don't.
You know that the kid's mom came and said, "People, it's not a big deal."
Exactly.
Shirt.
She said
the kid's mom said.
She said, "By the way, guys, I was there when a shirt was put on his head. I put over his head. I didn't say anything.
I like gorillas.
Yeah. So and I looked at it. I had to read the comments and I had to really like say, okay, well, like I guess I see, but come on,
I still don't get it. This is why I brought you on. This is why I brought you Ugandan Knuckles here today, because I found it funny.
It's
not racist at all. I don't see Ugandan Knuckles making fun of anyone of the Ugandan culture at all. He's not doing anything wrong to say it.
Listen, even the director of the movie, which that phrase "Do you know the way" comes from, he even loves it. He thinks it's hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, it's
getting old, but I still love
what it is Knuckles. We're sharing culture, then we can make jokes. We can make satire. We can have
How many
fun.
Of you people are probably going to go and look up this movie that first said that phrase just because of Ugandan Knuckles?
Thanks a lot. I sat there and watched that.
Did you really?
I sat there in bed before, and I had practice the next morning. I sat there, stayed up late, and watched that stupid movie.
It's an hour long,
bro. Yeah, but I tried to go to bed before 10. I sat there and watched the movie, man.
Did they say the phrase? How many times did they say it once?
I said it a couple times, man.
Did you?
But like, it's just funny how like the dub of it is like, I want beach here, girl here, yeah, sexy girl, yeah.
That is the way.
Super bad CGI. Well, not even CGI.
It was really horrible. The shooting is like,
It's like Sharknado. You know it's bad, but you watch it and have fun.
Exactly, exactly.
It's one of those, like racist.
And
shows,
so, and this, Uganda Knuckles, it came out of a VR chat thing.
VR
right?
chat, which we can actually get VR chat through my. You know what? I'm gonna see if I can get Oculus. How much is it gonna cost me to get Oculus? And we need to go on VR chat.
I'm curious. That'd be funny. Yeah. You know, can you imagine? Oh, you VR chat would be like heaven for you. Like you just
you. You know what I'm making? I'll make a Donald Trump at
the It'd be Darth Lecter presents VR chat, and I would slap explicit on it, completely explicit.
He'll go
ham. Vibe Studios production.
He will go ham on there. He'll find peace in land there.
He will. Well, guys, we're going to wrap this up. Thanks so much for tuning in to Keeping the Geek Bros. Episode 27, I've been Vibe.
This is Juancho.
Darth Flex.
And all here for you guys. Don't forget to check us out every week, every Friday, on WeebieGeeksPC.com, the first place you can hear this podcast in Dolby Sound.
Dolby 5.0
sound. I don't know. I lost. It was a 5.0?
Next, fine. And then at the same moment, you can listen to us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.
That's where you want to go. Or watch the recap of this a couple of days later, usually Sunday or so, at www.vibrevstudios.com. That's VibreVStudios. I just got a .com. I blanked out.
.com.
Okay, don't forget to catch us on social media. Juancho.
On Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at GEKBR0S. That's Geek Bros with a zero. That's it.
Oh, our email?
Email is the same at Yahoo.com.
That's GEEKBR0S at Yahoo.com. Send us your comments about our episodes, anything you want to talk about in the future. You have anything that you want to answer or discuss, by all means, says. If you want to send a letter to a love letter or a letter or a comment to Uganda Knuckles here, by all means, send
Please
it to
do.
Us. We will have him read it and we'll give you his response immediately. Any other questions, comments, concerns? The next contest.
The next contest.
The contest that's currently going.
Still going on.
The January contest.
Oh, the January contest. Still no winners. It's $25 to GameStop. That's it. But all you have to do is comment, email your favorite Geek Bros episode or Keeping Up with the Geek Bros episode, and we will enter you in a drawing.
So I'm gonna rephrase that. Basically, the rules are that you have to go to our YouTube channel and you have to place a comment on one of the
I said that. I said email.
No, they have to post a comment on.
Oh, you wanted to comment? Oh,
I said
email.
No, that doesn't make any sense. The rules are, you have to go to we have to go to our YouTube. You have to go to the YouTube. That's youtube.com/VibreRevStudios, VibreVStudios. And you are allowed to make a comment on your favorite Geek Bros, keep up the Geek Bros podcast, or unboxing video. Post a comment, and then you're going to email us telling us the comment that you posted and the episode that you posted it under, and then you would put in the drawing for the $25 gift card for GameStop. See?
There you go.
That is the rules. So, on that note, thank you for tuning in, and we appreciate your time. Juancho!
And remember,
I love you.
Keeping up with the Geek Bros.